AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump delivered his 2026 State of the Union address last night. AP correspondent Haya Pintwani has more.
President Donald Trump used his longest ever State of the Union to try and convince voters that the U.S. is winning despite falling approval ratings.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
He focused on jobs, manufacturing, and an economy that he says is stronger than many Americans believe. President Trump tried at points to appeal to bipartisan patriotic sentiments, including a series of surprise guests, including military heroes and the Olympic gold medal winning U.S. men's hockey team.
We're winning too much.
Trump championed his immigration crackdowns and his push to preserve widespread tariffs that the Supreme Court just struck down.
Very unfortunate ruling.
On foreign policy, he gave Iran a warning.
I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terror, which they are by far, to have a nuclear weapon. Can't let that happen.
Haya Pintwani at the White House.
Virginia Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger offered a sharp contrast to Trump and the Democratic response. She argued costs remain high for many Americans more than a year into Trump's second term.
Americans deserve to know that their leaders are focused on addressing the problems that keep them up at night. Problems that dictate where you live, whether you can afford to start a business, or whether you have to skip a prescription in order to buy groceries. So I'll ask again, is the president working to make life more affordable for you and your family? We all know the answer is no.
Her message that families are still struggling under Trump's policies is one Democrats plan to carry nationwide ahead of the midterm election. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There is a new plea from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona.
In an Instagram post, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
But we need to know where she is. We need her to come home. For that reason, we are offering a family reward of up to $1 million for any information that leads us to her recovery.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something that can bring her home. Somebody knows. We are begging you to please come forward now.
Savannah Guthrie says they are holding out for a miracle. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.